he says to me, he says, when we're beating on it, he says, we're heating it up with a torch, he says, and we seen it move a little bit, he says, and then when it don't take long for it to cool down, you know. He says, and then, he says, we're beating on it. He says, we're going to just cut it completely out with a cutting torch, but he says, that's kind of like the last resort because we really don't want to screw up the knuckle, you know. He says, but man, he says, we're beating the living daylights out of that thing. He says, you can see where you were using like a cold chisel on it, trying to spin it off. I says, well, yeah. I said, I tried prying it off, beating it off. I says, I was using a cold chisel, and I was trying to twist it off, you know, go one direction and go the other direction. He says, yeah, we could actually see what you were doing. He says, man, he says, you fought with that for how long? I says, about a week. He says, man, he says, nothing like focused on wanting to get it done. I says, you're damn right. I was up there every night banging the living hell out of it. I said, I used a can and a half of PB Blaster and a half a can of WD-40. He starts laughing. He goes, yeah. He says, you can see what you were doing. I told him how I was taking hardened steel bolts and I was actually bending them. So, trying to remove it that way, running long bolts with washers and nuts. He says, yeah, you could see that. You could see that that's what you were trying to do on that, too. We could see everything that you were doing, he says, and I was just chuckling to myself thinking, he's doing everything that we would have done, you know? He says, yeah, 3.5 hours later. And, what was it, $129 per hour. He ended up charging me $420 instead of $450.
The Great 3-8. Double.
And what they've been able to do it in 3 hours if you wouldn't have done all that pre-work. I know when I was trying to get those hydraulic lines off the brake lines off, got the line wrench on there, and I'm just slowly putting pressure on it, and you feel it start to move, and am I stripping the head on the screw, or is it actually moving, and it's actually moving, okay, great, because when I tried that first bleeder, and it just snapped off, I was like, oh, this is not going to go well. And then I'm doing the one for the clutch, and that's on a major part that if you strip that out, oh, you might be doing some major expense replacing things. So, all right, have a good day at work. Stay warm. 7-3, we'll listen out for your final KB8 RVP.